question was asked in Halakha regarding Tevilat Kelim. Is it permissible to let minors dip Kelim? For example, a child that reached the age of Chinuch, 7 years old, 8 years old, he's less than Bar Mitzvah. Is it permissible for them to dip Kelim? According to the Halakha, clearly, if an adult is supervising and watching them and over them, it would be permissible for even a minor to dip kelim. And the minor can make the beracha himself. Asher kedeshanu b'mesotav v'sivanu al tevilat kelim, if it's more than one keli. The question is, if let's say a minor comes along with a keli and says, I dipped it, can you trust them? So Hacham Avadya makes a difference between what type of keli it is. If it's a metal keli, you don't trust them. Because since dipping metal kelim is minat Torah. However, if it's a kli zechuchit, if it's glass, since its whole obligation is midrabanan, a katan would be ne'eman to say that he dipped the keli. Last but not least, the question is, what about a goy dipping kelim? Maran holds b'di'avad, if a goy dipped a keli, it counts. You do not need kavanah at the time of the tevilah. Even if the keli fell into the mikveh, the guy didn't have kavanah, bottom line, it was dipped. And therefore, a goy, if he dipped the keli, it's okay. For example, sometimes the ladies come with a lot of kelim to the mikveh, and they have their maids with them. And they have their maid also dipping the kelim in the mikveh. But the avad, this keli is considered dipped. Like at Tahila, however, we say they shouldn't dip the kelim, because then you lose the beracha. Because we're not allowed, the Jew can't make a beracha and then let the goy dip, because there's no shilichut to a goy. If, let's say, you made a beracha and you let a Jew dip, that's okay, because they could be like our shaliach. However, a goy is not a shaliach of a Jew, and therefore, why would you want to lose out on this beracha? So therefore, technically, one should make the beracha himself, dip the kelim. But in the event where, even if he made the beracha, let's say, and he dipped the kelim, and there was a goya there helping him dip the kelim are considered dipped, and therefore would be permissible to eat from them. So again, halakha l'maaseh, when it comes to a katan, the ketechila, can dip kelim so long as somebody's watching him, and he can make the beracha himself. He's not believed that he trusted if he says he dipped kelim matechet metal, but he is believed by kli zechuchit. It should be pointed out that the Ben Ish Chai is machmir, even by kli zechuchit, not to trust him. But Hacham Avadya is lenient by kli zechuchit. And a goy, if he dips, b'di'avad, it's okay. But the ketechila, a Jew should dip in order that he should not lose in making the beracha.